Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
Recently, I was at Home Depot when a white man came up to me in the aisle and jerked his chin in the direction of my shopping cart, where my two children, ages 7 and 4, sat chomping on hot pretzels. "Where are they from?" the man asked. "Mexico?" "Guatemala," I said uncertainly, not sure where the conversation was headed. "Well," said the man, folding his arms, "let's hope they bring something good to this country instead of just taking everything." When I told this story to a friend in my neighborhood, another adoptive mom with a daughter from Guatemala, in addition to two blonde-haired biological kids, she nodded knowingly. Earlier that week, she had been at Walgreens with her girls, and Maria, her Guatemalan daughter, wandered down the aisle with a candy bar in her hand. A man came up to Maria and said, "You know you have to pay for that, missy." Mind you, Maria's two blonde-haired sisters were walking around with candy bars in their hands, too, but the man didn't say a word to them, only to Maria. I thought of these things when I heard about the incident at the Valley Swim Club near Philadelphia, where 60 black and Hispanic kids from an inner-city daycare showed up to swim at a private, mostly white swimming pool for a few hours on a Monday afternoon. They were asked not to come back. I wasn't there, so I don't know what really happened. But I saw a news clip of a 12-year-old African-American boy fighting back tears when he said club members made racist comments about his group, and my gut instinct as a mother believed him. True, Barack Obama is in the White House, and Sonia Sotomayor is in line to become our next Supreme Court justice. The country has come a long way since the days of segregation and Jim Crow. However, as the mother to two brown-skinned children, I all too often witness subtle reminders of how much farther we still have to go. Just because legal rights apply to people of color doesn't mean our nation is colorblind. Not yet, anyway. With a Perspective, I'm Jessica O'Dwyer.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.